following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. What's your idea of perfection? What do you think it takes to achieve your goals? My name's Nico, and thank you for tuning into The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection. Hello, dear viewer. Today's episode is on marching band, specifically my high school experience, just so you can get a little more insight into who I am and my experiences. Just as a little short recap, my high school is James Logan, and I did marching band for 4 years. I played the flute, and senior year, I got into the top ensemble at my school, the Wind Symphony, and I was elected section leader. Marching band doesn't really seem like a sport, but on the contrary, it is actually very physically demanding. Not only do you have the mental demand of having to keep count of your choreography, the moves you're doing on the field, and everyone around you so you don't hurt someone, you also have to keep, you have to think about where your next destination is, your next set. So in marching band, you have sets within a show, the production, and you have a certain amount of counts in the music to get to that particular destination. And that doesn't even include if you're just marching regular 8 to 5 marching steps, or if you're doing some weird choreography to get to there, which we'll get into that in a bit. But on top of all of that mental demand, the physical demand of carrying it out, marching doesn't really seem like it would take a lot of physical effort, but specifically for my school, we use a straight-legged technique, and the act of taking our first marching step during our band camp, our two-week band camp, we didn't even start marching until the second week. We had to learn how to take our first step for the entire first week. We had 10 rehearsals. We got the weekends off for those 2 weeks. But we had 10 rehearsals Monday to Friday. Each of those were 8 hours. So for the first They were 8 hours, but we had music block, which was 3.5 hours, and visual block, which was another 3.5 hours with an hour of lunch in between. So 3.5 hours times 5, whatever that is, we would spend for the first week just taking our first step. And it's a lot more technical than what it is perceived by the normal eye. There's a lot of small, minute details that everyone has to be on the same page about. Correction, specifically, like 120 to 200 people on the field have to be on the same page about doing the right technique, the right execution, in order to achieve a single unified form that is appealing to judges, which will get us a higher score in the activity. So that's just marching. But back to all of that mental demand with what you have to think and execute, you are also playing music, which is another beast in and of itself. You have to think dynamics, air support, articulation, style, all of those things, while you're probably physically exhausted from all of the jazz running, passes, and all the choreography that's given to us. And at a higher level, it really is more artistic dance than anything. While smaller bands may just be mainly marching, do a little fancy stuff, little side-to-side moves, modern marching band and even drum corps, which is like the all-stars of marching band, dance specifically was mainly regulated to the color guard, but now as you get into higher levels of marching band, horn members are expected to play and move the same as color guard members now, which is definitely a stark contrast from the last 10 to 20 years, where it was mainly just how fast can you play like a 16th note run, or how loud can your band be while maintaining perfect form and unify all of your sound together as a team. But now there has been such a physical demand placed on top of the already technical musical demand that modern marching band is just really evolving at a fast rate. And seeing My high school, I went to one of their Saturday rehearsals this past weekend, and it really rekindled the interest of the activity in me because I was talking to the current flute section leader, one of my friends, and she was just a little baffled at how I did things, just like how I was with the past section leaders. But the activity in it of itself really is more complicated than what meets the eye. Getting into the real nitty-gritty of it, I even forgot this actually. Music is memorized by every player that has music in the band. So every woodwind section, every trump, every brass section, and all the front ensemble, the battery, they all have to memorize about 9 to 12 minutes of music, which is not an easy feat. I remember when I was a freshman, our opening woodwind feature, which was really just 1 minute, maybe even 45 seconds of the 12-minute show we did, that took me about 2 to 3 months to memorize because I'm new at the activity. Same with the other freshmen. And also, the expectation was way higher than any other music that I've ever played before. Thinking back, it's crazy that I managed to play such a difficult part as a freshman, but now there really isn't much of a drive to be that great at our school. And I can say that with confidence. Our results haven't been as great as in past years, but I remember my senior year, it only took me like a week to memorize the woodwind feature, which is definitely one of the harder parts of the show. Because let me tell you another thing about how marching band shows are structured. Usually there's an opener, a fast part to introduce to the audience, hey, this is us. Here's all of our sections. At least this was how it was in my high school. It was just a big front ensemble, ominous opening with some color guards, accessories going on. All the percussion were doing their thing. And it opened with a big brass hit. That was the hey, that's us. This is us. And then it forwarded into a weird woodwind feature, which was like, woodwind feature. It's just here's our woodwind section. Oh, look at how fast they can play notes. Look at how long they can sustain chords and phrases, and listen to how good their tuning is. And then it forwarded into a brass thing. So the opener, from a design perspective, is where you would want to give your members the most challenging stuff in the book and where they can show it off at their best ability. Because everyone's fresh, they haven't done anything yet. They're not tired from the choreography or any marching. Which leads us into the ballad, which is a more slower melodic section of the show. It's to give the audience and the members time to rest. Also, a really unique time to show off some of the stronger players in the band, because usually there will be a soloist or a small ensemble that will be the top of each section in the band. Last year, my senior year, Arctic Elegy. There was a flute solo, a clarinet solo, and a sax solo during the ballad. During that time, the choreography isn't so extreme to where it's tiring the members out. So it's, again, another opportunity to give all the members time to catch their breath a little and recollect. But that's more of an artistic point. It's a really more interpretive part of the show, where it's up to the audience member to decide, hey, what are the props doing on the field? What is the color guard? What story are they trying to tell? And in my experience, the ballad is a really good way for the members to express themselves and show, hey, we can play a character just as well as the color guard can, which is, again, a new expectation for members as a marching band evolves. By the end of the ballad, it usually ends with a big ensemble chorale. Everyone's playing after getting a little rest, and it's supposed to be this big, grandiose thing of, don't forget about us, the band. We're here too. And then after that, it depends. Some shows they like to have a drum break to feature their percussion, either before or after the ballad. But whatever happens there, the last part is the closer of the show. It's a nice little high energy part to get the crowd going. It's a good way to end whatever story is being told throughout the production. And usually that part tends to suffer a bit because, you know, members are tired. The way I view it, the ballad, it does a really good job of separating good marching bands from great ones. Because if the band has enough energy and determination and willpower to keep up the same kind of performance energy that they did at the opener, that shows really good demand and really good control over excellency that each member has, which will show in the scores, which will give the ensemble more points. Of the ensemble, I've only really touched on woodwinds and brass. Those are the two main voices that you'll hear in marching band. But there's this saying in DCI, Drum Corps International, like I was saying earlier, they're the major leagues of marching band. But basically, that's saying that all the woodwind voices and the brass voices, that's the main part of a cake. That's the cake, right? And then the frosting and everything else, ornamental stuff, that's the color guard and the percussion. And color guard, they are the main dancers of the whole ensemble, and they do a really good job of adding like little sparkles of visual effects into a show that would otherwise be pretty boring without any props or choreography. And in addition, the percussion, they're another rhythmic section that does a really good job of keeping with the drum major, who gives time to the whole ensemble. And as for the percussion, there's actually two sectors of percussion, the front ensemble and the battery. So the battery, they are the marching drums. Usually it consists of snare drums, tenor drums or quad drums, and bass drums. If a band is big enough, like a high school band, they'll add a flub line. And from my understanding, I'm not a percussionist, but from my understanding, it's just a little quieter drum. So they put new members of percussion on flubs so that if they mess up or something, it's not as perceivable, but they still get to train on marching and playing drums if they want to pursue battery in their later years. And the front ensemble, a lot of people give them crap about not marching, but in modern marching band, the front ensemble does a lot to help with the atmosphere of the show. The front ensemble does a really good job of setting the tone for the show that woodwinds and brass really can't do, specifically synthesizers. I remember in my last year's show, Arctic Elegy, it was about melting ice caps and all that good stuff. But I remember the opening hit, not even the opening hit, just the little opening intro was apparently some Icelandic chant. That's what our visual instructor told us, but it really did go to serve the theme of the show, which was like, you know, here's the grandiose of these icebergs. That was the opening. Now that I think about it, the opener really did a good job of showing the audience the grandiose of icebergs. And because the opening was a big brass hit chorale, and I can just imagine like seeing a big iceberg floating across the ocean while that brass chorale was going in the back. And as it went into the ominous woodwind hit, it does serve to illustrate the point of, oh, this iceberg is melting, something's going wrong. And that is shown with greater detail with the ballad, where it's a little sadder. In fact, our prop was a melting iceberg. It was just pieces of fabric that was pulled off of a big pipe-constructed structure. And the closer, that really went to show how what we can do as humans to solve the melting icebergs. That show was a really weird theme. But this year's show, titled What the Day Owes the Night, and from what I've seen from the last few Saturday rehearsals that I've went to with some friends, it's shaping up to be a really good show with a lot of potential. But it's up to the members to want to execute greatness and show to the judges we're the best marching band there is in California. To cap off this episode, marching band is more than what meets the eye. In my opinion, it really is a sport. And it takes a lot of physical and mental demand to be really excellent at it. Anyways, thank you for tuning into yet another episode of The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection.